Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
No one left.
Welcome to episode 279 of Fourth and John. I am Gail Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn and Mr. Prime in the building. And we got him. We got Bradberry. I think you have to give Mr. Roseman a hat tip, because he is on one during this offseason and during this draft season. Obviously, Howie's made some mistakes in the past, but if we're living in the present here, Howie's doing his damn thing. You talk about just fortifying this defense. Look at this tweet here from Field Yates. Eagles' busy offseason includes A.J. Brown, Hassan Reddick, James Bradberry, Jordan Davis, N'Kobe Dean. You're fortifying the defense, got some useful pieces, and we got a – and we're not even talking about serviceable, because Steven Nelson was serviceable last season. We got a good cornerback, good enough cornerback that other fan bases are now chiming in to tell you how they feel about the signing. So, I mean – this is a quickie podcast, but we just want to jump on and give our instant reactions. How are you guys feeling?
I'm kind of over the moon over here, dude. I mean, I saw a stat from 2016. There's only two players in the entire NFL with 15 plus interceptions and 80 plus pass breakups. Those two players are now playing opposite of each other. It's Darius Slay and James Bradberry. We've got two guys that are legit corners. Coming out of this draft, I walked away. I was like, damn, we got a solid-ass defense right now. My only concern is the secondary. Howie's doing his work right now. He's shoring up the secondary, got those corners. I'm a little bit sketched out about the safeties, but I can't sit here and complain, dude. Howie has really put in work this offseason. I was really thinking that this is going to be somewhat of a rebuild process, and it is in a way. But I think that we accelerated that. I think that we really pushed the pedal to the metal, and that honestly, winning the division doesn't seem that crazy this year, guys. It doesn't.
Yo, listen, based off of last night's show, man, you know, we did miss you, Ev, and Maul was definitely over the top with, you know, saying that we were going to go 17-0, man. So we were just like living the hype. And we were just talking about this yesterday. Like, it's crazy. Like, we just kept on mentioning that we are, you know, hoping for this Bradberry signing. We're hoping that it's going to go ahead and happen. And I woke up this morning, man, and, you know, me and Gail were just talking about this before we got on. I woke up this morning with, like, the feeling of putting on my Eagles executive shirt, which I got on right now. I'm at work. For people that don't know, the reason why I'm, like, not hyped up and screaming and everything, I'm keeping my composure because I'm in an office, you know, doing this quick podcast with the fellas and everything. But I'm ecstatic, bro. Bradbury, the signing coming in about an hour ago. I lost my composure at my desk. Some people thought I was having like an aneurysm or something. Like I was going nuts. I was like, yo, I can't believe we signed. And then of course everybody came and found me and they're like, yo, did you hear? Did you hear? Of course I heard. I'm souped, man. I'm excited. We got what we wanted. We just talked it up and it happened. So it was just a great feeling knowing that we went ahead and signed that man. And like you know, that stat you just brought up, it's crazy. Now we have those two guys that own that stat playing for the same team wearing that midnight green next season. I'm ready, man. I'm ready.
Now, Mr. Cross makes this post here talking about no excuses, but he said, let's get Chuck Clark. You know, if that kind of move happened, like you added another safety. I've heard also they're also looking at Hayden as a potential move to safety. That's something that I've heard recently.
I wouldn't be opposed to that. He's a little bit older, but I mean, as a safety, yeah, that's a dude that, I mean, he had a hell of a career, dude. I wouldn't mind bringing him in just for so he can help mentor these younger guys.
Well, absolutely. Just, you know, as a back end piece, you know, being a corner, you know, maybe he's lost that speed. But, you know, just thinking about this move right in front of our face. We saw some glimpses. If you were looking, imagine this cornerback duo, Lock Emoji from this PFF Eagles. Darius Slay with the eye emoji, followed up by Avante Maddox with the eye emoji.
Ooh, Avante's living right now too, dude, because Avante now knows, he's like, I get to sit where I thrive, man. I don't got to be pushed out to the outside. I don't got to be that liability. Avante in the slot, that's exactly where he thrives.
But I think if you have guys that are going to do, you know, like some people, some people believe that he was used out of position. He believes that, and he has a tweet here. I mean, he has a tweet here from Josina Anderson. Text just now from cornerback James Bradbury on why he chose to sign with the Eagles. I believe the scheme is a perfect fit for me. New beginnings in NFC East. We have Chris Malley checking in from the treadmill.
No days off. Chris Malley.
From the treadmill. Listen, look at this guy. Oh my god,
this guy's on the treadmill. How you feeling, my guy?
I feel great. I mean, I gotta get ready, man. We got 95 degree weather for this 5K on Saturday, so gotta warm up the legs a little bit. But dude, I'm excited, man. I mean, it's funny. I was driving and I didn't even see my one friend text me and said, "Oh yeah, I think the Bradbury deal is getting close." So then as soon as I got the Schefter tweet, then I saw his DM about it, and I was like, wow. And then I've heard rumors about Chuck Clark too, but we'll see what happens with that. But that, we've already seen sprinkles of that right during the draft, so we'll see if that picks back up, because if the Eagles get a starting safety, that defense is rounded out completely.
100%.
This is a wild ride this offseason, because we talked about, you know, Prime was one that earlier signing. We're now getting the later signings, and they say patience is a virtue.
Patience is a virtue.
So here we are, patiently waited for the perfect piece. You talking about cornerbacks that we didn't think were.
Dude, I was saying trade Rager for Jeff Okuda and his bum leg. Dude, I was desperate for anything.
And you know, shout out to people in chat. People are excited, man. People are, you know, from London town to Houston town. Fred says, God damn, how he's killing it, earning that extension this offseason. Yeah. I think, I mean, we do got to give him his flowers, man. We do have to let him know that he's done a good job. We're proud of him. Now, we've all been through a dream team season. And it's the expectations of a defense like this with added pieces. I think these pieces make sense.
No, these pieces 100% make sense. They're pieces that fit together. We got a full puzzle almost. I mean, the only thing that, like, and this is going to be the story of the entire season. And unfortunately, it was the story of last season. It was kind of the nail in the coffin that I kept hammering home, was that it's all dependent that last year was the Jalen Hurts evaluation year. This year, I don't want to say it's evaluation year two, but it's make or break year. It is if Jalen Hurts balls out this year, dude, the sky is literally the limit, man. If Jalen Hurts takes that second year starting as you know, a giant leap forward with the offensive pieces that he has, with how stout Howie Roseman has made this defense. Dude, I mean, like the window of what this team is capable of this year, it's on the higher end, and I'm digging it.
Yeah, all I'm gonna say is, man, like we mentioned it before, there's just no excuses. The way this thing is getting lined up for him, there's no excuses this year, man. He has to ball out. You know what I mean? He really does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's gonna have good cornerbacks to go up against his competition in training camp as well.
That's all right, man. That's what he needs to put in that work.
Exactly what he needs. Yeah.
Now, one of the things I was talking about earlier in the offseason was like, okay, if Jalen is not there exactly, you know, if the game isn't there exactly where we want it to be, at least give him a solid defense. And now I feel like I got my gift in pieces that we brought in defensively. Mm-hmm. So now you can secure, you know, stop some of these teams and get the ball back. And, you know, if Jalen has to manage a game and you have a sound defense that could be spectacular and a deep, deep defensive line.
What was the last time that we can, like, in an offseason say, like, let me go through just a few names here. And it's not even all. Hassan Reddick, Kazir White, and now James Bradbury as free agent signings. And on top of that, he did very well in the draft. How often can we say that as Eagles fans? I mean, we killed it in free agency. We killed it in the draft. It almost feels too good to be true.
Yeah, and to go off of what all you guys said, and I agree, it's like, listen, like, we're too deep at every position on the offensive and defensive line. You have arguably three of the better cornerbacks because you need a nickel cornerback in this day and age in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Avante Maddox was an absolute stud last year, and you have him. They have two legit cornerback ones, and on top of that, they're going to be getting work with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith every single practice. And then you add on top of that, you have Dallas Goedert, you have all these other running backs. And it's like, listen, Jalen can play just as mistake-free football as he wants to. A lot of the guys that we have now are yards after the catch guys now. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert. Like, just don't turn the ball over. Make strides. Work on it every single game. Just get better. And on top of it, we don't have that tough of a schedule. And our division's kind of in flux right now. And then if you look at the conference as a whole, it's kind of wide open, you know what I mean? Like, it's really hard for teams to repeat, like the Rams. The Bucs are kind of a middling team with the age, and they have interchanging pieces. The Packers, they just lost Devontae Adams. Obviously, they still have Aaron Rodgers, but we'll see. I really think that the Eagles can make a good run of it. And the big thing is they have the culture that you want in there. A lot of these guys have been there for a long time together. The core's there. As you think about it, other than Lane Johnson and a couple other people, the core of our team is really young. And we're deep, so I expect really good things. I actually got to hop out and get back to work, guys. But
thanks for having me on, Chris.
Appreciate it, bro.
I'll see you guys either Friday or Saturday, but I'll talk to you guys soon.
Take it easy.
Enjoy the day, boys.
Love it.
Not only is this guy lifting weights, but he's also heavy weights. He's also doing cardio and legs.
Can I just say,
skip the cardio.
As a producer, I saw him in the gym. I was like, this audio is going to be trash. It was actually pretty good. I'm not going to lie. I was impressed.
Man, I mean, the comments are coming in. I think everyone is safely excited. Dante says everyone is crying about safety, but Epps is a dog. And I think, you know, Epps is serviceable. I think
that's the word. He's a service dog.
Yeah, we gotta see it though, man. We gotta see it.
So yeah, right, I mean, now, that's fine.
It is fine.
Epps is good for laying the wood, bro. Epps can lay a hit.
But he can also knock himself out.
He can knock himself out.
Go ahead.
No, I really wasn't going to say much else. I was just saying, like, he's a hard hitter. That's pretty much the only thing I really see in his game, which, I mean, is a good aspect to have in your game. But as far as coverage, I mean, that needs to.
Well, if you know, if they're looking at the Ravens for a potential trade that they've been stiffing around, that obviously tells you that that's how they feel about him. They feel like he's, you know, he could be serviceable, but they're still going to try and upgrade when they can. And that's at the end of the day, that's what you really have to do, is think about how this team upgraded. We've upgraded. It's not like, you know, you bring in a guy that could give you the same juice. We got upgrades. And Paul says, I know it's a Bradberry episode, but who are you looking forward to the most on this team?
That's a loaded question. And that's honestly something that is like, you just,
it's look difficult to answer.
It's difficult to answer. I guess I got to go AJ Brown, I guess. But like, that's really like everybody is right there neck and neck, man. I'm excited for Hassan Reddick.
I'm excited for the linebacker core, man. Uh-huh. I'm excited to see the linebacker core go to work.
When you have guys like Josh Sweat and Milton Williams and like Hassan Reddick, who are like, you forget like they're just like, at all the moves that we've had, they're like, that's the funny shit. It's like, you've got guys on this roster that we've been talking about. So when you're Mike Gill. We've been talking about so many other pieces, but you have guys like Josh Sweat that are going to wreak havoc. Hassan Reddick, who's now playing a role that we've been missing in this defense. We have, and then you go Jordan Davis in first round. Jordan Davis, who gives you some more versatility to this to these fronts. It can be, you know, if he loses 10 pounds.
Dude, I don't even know if I – like, I kind of love Jordan Davis as is. I like the stock version, bro. I've been like,
he can do that, man. If I can get a little bit more twitch out of him, that's even more crazy.
The dude is freaky, bro. Like I get that you're saying that, like, you'd like him to lose some weight. He moves great for the size he is.
Hey, man, 320. That's not so much. 320. Yeah, 320 is not. And then we've had this conversation here, and then you keep on going back. Further opening the Pandora's box, and all of a sudden, N'Kobe Dean pops out like, hey,
dude. Yeah, this shit's crazy, bro. I forgot. Not that I forgot about N'Kobe Dean, but I was like thinking about the linebacking core in my mind, and I was like placing everybody. I forgot to put N'Kobe Dean in the mix, dude. And like, that's absolutely crazy. We haven't had a linebacking core like that, dude. I don't even know. Like, we only had Trot back in the day. Oh, no, we didn't. It's crazy, man. It's been a long time.
Oh, man. Paul says AJ Brown on offense and the flipping linebackers on D. Come on. When do we have a linebacker crew like this? Dean on defense. We need that single calling on D. Hassan White. I mean, yeah, White, another piece that, you know, I've forgotten. When you start thinking about what we rolled out at linebacker, the opening game in Atlanta, you're talking about Wilson. Singletary, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
this is something that needed to happen, though, if I'm being honest. Because if you look at, I'm not talking about Bradberry, I'm talking about this offseason as a whole, because I feel like the primary focus of this offseason has been to build up this defense. That's been their goal this entire offseason. There's been a few offensive moves here and there. Obviously, the AJ Brown is a big one, but the main focus has been shoring up the defensive side of the ball. Whereas I think last year we didn't really do anything to do that. So this was kind of a long time coming.
And it's finally here, man. Yeah. It's finally here.
Kelly says multiple defense adjust each week based off of the offense. I mean, those are possibilities. Now Christian says it cracks me up that the Giants will pay more in dead money for Bradberry that the Eagles will pay Bradberry on 1 year contract. And Bradberry leaves next year, we can get a comp pick. But that's what I was saying, like, why this move could potentially happen. I was like, he's already getting paid. Like, if he's like, you know, doesn't really want to uproot his life, lives probably in Jersey, comes down here, and then you have the recruiting Slay services on the hotline, you know, really talking up what his role could be here. Slay taking on the twitchiers, faster wide receivers. And then you have, you know, you have James Bradberry taking on the bigger bodied, you know, opponents. You know, he's 6'1", has the size. And you have Lil Tay in the slot doing what he does best. That's a really solid 1, 2, and 3 corner.
Hell yeah. He says, I think the Joey Shake says the Giants might save 10 mil on this. That's all right. They can have their 10 mil. We got James Bradberry.
Yeah, I called my friend who's a Giants fan. He was concerned last week when I spoke. He said, if y'all get Bradbeer, then I'll be a little concerned about what you're doing. Not concerned that he's leaving the Giants because I knew that how it was going to happen, but for him to come and play for the Eagles, that was what he was concerned about. Mm-hmm. I had to call him up to this morning after the signing, and he was just like, "Y'all did your thing," and he's a little concerned. But I feel like for the Eagles, it was the perfect piece. Sometimes good things happen when you can wait.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Let's see. Mr. Crosby's Giants. Yeah, Giant fans are crying on the timeline saying Bradbury is trash.
It's trash, of course, right?
That's the same thing Titans fans are saying when we got A.J. Brown, too. Bomb asses.
You know, because I went to some Giant forums to see how they are dealing with the signing and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm that dude that's going in the trenches. See, they're talking about, you know, some people think he might have been used the wrong way, but they'll bring up McLaurin, Scary Terry, gave him the business. But I feel like, you know, we got Darius Slay to handle that. Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, dude, like you said, 1-2-3 on our cornerbacks, like it's pretty stellar. You can't ask for a much better trio. And then the defensive line, stellar. Linebackers, stellar. Only like layer of this defense that isn't is the two safeties.
That's it. But
I mean, honestly, one of them is serviceable. One of them is a decent safety. You got really one out of the 11 positions on defense that is like a question mark. I'm all right with that.
But there's still a possibility for something to happen.
Yeah. We do have word from one Giant fan.
Why can they just leave us alone?
Yeah. So, I mean, overall, I mean, I think it's a great day to be Eagle fan. It's a great day.
Everybody's in on Clark, man.
I think everybody's in on everything right now. Everything is good. Everything. how could you be like? I know everyone's got problems and issues and stuff, but right now, this is what you needed in your life.
Where does this leave us financially with the cap?
Because
I don't think we had. I think we had roughly like $10 million left. Do we even have Clark money at this point?
Well,
how we could do something.
No, I mean, in the way things worked out, man.
Do something.
I'm looking now at over the cap.
He just earned a little bit more confidence out of me.
I mean, how could you not, dude? I'm looking at over the cap here. Let's see here.
Do you think it's possible that Bradbury was let go because he wouldn't download any of Kadarius Toney's SoundCloud albums?
Probably. Yeah, I'm not sure what the cap number is. I mean, I think it was at 10 before. They had it at 10-1 if they're 7-5. But you know how he works the cap. Come on, man. He's going to make that cap look nice.
He's going to make it dance.
He's going to make it look nice. I wouldn't worry about that. Again, I said if they really want him, they will go get him. And they showed you how bad they wanted him. Steven asks Ev personally, do you say we're Super Bowl bound?
I don't say it, but I'll say it for you, Steven. We're going to the Super Bowl.
No, I got a I talked to you, shout to Tim Kincaid. He was very excited about the move. He called me last night, but I was knocked out. He was telling me that the move was about to happen last night. He's like, dude, I tried to call you last night, bro. But I was knocked out. But he said he was getting 2017 vibes. No, I'm if I'm being honest, I feel like this defensive line and how it's set up, it's you got to feel good, man. Like, when was the last time you guys felt this good in an offseason? Being honest.
Honestly, and it's going to sound bizarre, it might be like it might be a tie between when we got Chip Kelly and when we got Carson. Both of those blew up in my face.
Yeah, I'm going to say the Chip Kelly. I mean, not the Chip Kelly, the Carson.
Todd's over here speaking things into existence. I'm telling you guys, I think the move is going to be for Nasir Adderley, Dillard, and the third should get him. And Nasir Adderley went to University of Delaware. That would be interesting. He's a relative of, was it Herb Adderley? The great.
So let me ask you guys this question. Since the quarterback position is kind of a question mark, what are the expectations as far as like, what is the success this year? Honestly. Is that an open-ended question just because you have to kind of feel out what Jalen Hurts is during training camp? Or,
well, I think with this defense, you really can get teams off the field. I mean, if Jalen can manage games, we're not saying that, man, he was a turnover machine by any means. But, mm-hmm. So, I mean, if he can manage games and the defense plays well, that's a recipe for success. We've seen top-notch defenses help teams win Super Bowls.
King Shaq Game, it says 11-12 games, anything less is a failure.
I'm around there. 11,
I'd be happy with 11-12 games for sure. That's playoffs, baby. Absolutely.
Now, speaking of 17 win seasons,
what's up, dude?
What up?
We got the boy.
Stand that business, bro.
Stand on business. Amen. Stand on that
crazy echo going on, bro.
Yeah, we got a little echo. You have your headphones? We'll talk amongst ourselves until Mal gets his headphones.
So everybody's in on the Chuck Clark. 10-17 is still a win. Feast with Pete.
Yeah, 10-7 is still cool too.
10-7. All right.
Well, since Mal gonna go ahead and jump in, I'm at work. I gotta get back to work.
He's got to go play the part of boss. I'll talk to you later, Prime.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I have to play your role from last night, bro.
shout out to Shaq.
This is Shaq.
Hey, by the way, Prime just got a PS5. He's been inducted to the PS5 family. Evan's still working on his
Xbox. Fan, bro. Yeah.
So if you want to potentially play some Call of Duty with all three of us, potentially. If you didn't know,
I got re-downloaded.
King Shaq is I played with King Shaq on Call of Duty. This guy's a menace to society.
Oh yeah.
Follow him on Call of Duty. Good call out. He's superior.
All right.
He saved my life many of times, by the way.
What is this? See you later, Pro. Is there any validity to this, or is
I think Birdman is
just stoking the
speaking
fire
into existence.
Trying to get my dad all excited.
Yeah. Man, I'm telling you, man. This is what I needed today. There's not like this is what I needed. Like I needed this. So I'm riding on high right now. You can't tell me anything right now.
No, I feel the same exact way, man. I mean, this is exactly the type of move that needed to happen to make me feel a lot better about this defense. Hey, what's up, dude?
What's up, man? How you feeling? I mean, this is something up your alley. This move is up your alley. You feeling this one?
Yo, you already know. I came in here to stand 17-0. We're not even going to do the 16-1 no more. We're 17-0. Get it on the timeline. Let them know I was the first one talking about it, standing on business. Yeah, I'm excited, man. You know, I'm going to start working on the Bradbury article, hopefully coming out tomorrow. Got a bunch of stuff to do tonight, so hopefully that's tomorrow. But yeah, man, you know, it's a great addition, right? It shores up a necessary spot. Also gives our young boys another chance for a year of development and growth, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not where somebody's going to be pressured into playing above their skill set or above where they're ready to produce for at least this next year. You have three, Avante Maddox in the slot, so three really good cornerbacks. And then, you know, we got to – nah, Pete, don't do that to me. You know, I'm standing on business. I ain't never going to switch up. You know that. But, yeah, I mean, in reality, I was saying like the 12-5 – anyway, and from like a real standpoint, I think that really a lot of this comes from just the offseason moves and a firm belief that Jalen Hurts takes the jump as a second-year starter. And, you know, a lot of people sleeping on the fact this is his first time being in the same system with the same play caller, the same coach, OC, since high school, since he played for his pops, right? And so, you know, I think that there's a lot to be said around that consistency. So, yeah, you know me. I'm always hype, bro, talking about this. Always.
You gotta let's effing go from Eric. Yeah, so, I mean that.
Go ahead. Mine was kind of off topic.
No, I was just off topic myself.
I was going to ask Mal. There was a question that came up earlier, and it was about, like, we were talking about how this has been such a success for Howie Roseman this offseason. What's the number one move this offseason for you, Mal? If you're even there.
I'm here. I have to put my socks on. I'm in the middle of running out. I'm working. So I hope work don't see this. I'm working. Don't worry, work. I'm working, doing all that simultaneously. It's my lunch break, so we all good. We all good. My favorite move. Yeah, I'm going to be real. I'm going to go off the beaten path. Been a lot of them. For me, it's Kazir White. Because that was the first time that you really saw Howie addressing linebacker before the draft, right? Like, I don't count Hassan Reddick into, like, the linebacker equation because his job is to really come here and rush the passer. Yep. Kazir White, for me, bringing a PA kid home, Eagles fan, ascending young player, and is super athletic, right? A former safety that converted to linebacker that had a really good year last year. And I think that he's coming into a system where his specific skill set was needed. And then you now put him with TJ Edwards, you put him with N'Kobe Dean. And it's like you're looking at a linebacking group that is like mix and match. Whatever you need them to do week in and week out, I think that they'll be able to really like match that energy. And so for me, I was pounding the table for Kazir White. I'm still very, very excited about his ability to come in and be a difference maker for this defense. And it allows, again, N'Kobe Dean time to catch up, right? N'Kobe Dean doesn't have to come in green dot day one making the calls. You have TJ, you have Kazir, you know, we still have Davion Taylor. We still have players that can play ball. So Kazir, I'm excited about. I mean, you know, A.J. Brown, like, I think some of the easy ones are A.J. Brown and folks that we've talked about. But, yeah, man, Kazir for me was like, when Howie did that, I was like, okay. Howie Roseman heard the timeline. Like, he really be on. He got a burner account on the timeline, bro. He paying attention.
That's funny. I mean, like, you talk about moves that, like, he addressed a lot of, for me, he addressed a lot of needs in my own personal heart. Like, when, because we're all looking at Fletcher Cox, Javon Hargraves coming up on a potential deal. So we got that young piece, you know, to build around in the trenches. We also have Milton Williams, who's also an afterthought amongst the mix, but and also interchangeable. You got some guys that have some versatility. You got your bookends now. Uh-huh. Josh Sweat is signed. You have Hassan Reddick, who is signed. You have Derek Barnett, who's just like giving you just some mental reps on the back end. Brandon Graham is the Yoda in the mix.
Yep.
So to me, you shored up the defensive line. You toughened up the run defense. I'm excited.
He said, "Fourth and John gang in the building, 17-0 in the building." Andy Scranton.
Now I believe it. No, but for real, like if you look at, and it's gonna sound bad, but like if you look at our linebacking core the past few years, dude, there's nothing to be proud of. It makes you want to put your head in your hands. It was like somewhat like it makes you want to roll your eyes every time you see these guys, man.
It's been rough
the past few years, and to have a linebacking core that I'm like, damn, I'm actually excited to see these guys play. I'm proud of our linebacking core. It's dude, I love it.
I do want to give some credit for the TJ Edwards pickup though, because in that John, they found the undrafted free agent, right? Somebody that has really shown that he belongs in the NFL. When you're looking at PFF, his past two seasons, he's been on the ascension. Was our best linebacker according to PFF last year. I think if you eyeball tested, I was shocked because his ability going forward was unquestioned coming out of Wisconsin. His pass defense was the question, I think, along with his lateral quickness. Mm-hmm. Last year, he dispelled some of those notions. And so, you know, I think that, like, realistically, it's an opportunity for him to solidify himself as part of the long-term solution, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm a firm believer in you can't have too many good players, whether you got to trade somebody, but also we talked about it yesterday, like injuries in a 17-game season plus the playoffs, mm-hmm. injuries are going to play a role. And so if you have the next man up is actually not just another guy but a really good football player, man, mm-hmm. give me that. Yeah, Pete know the deal. Pete know the deal.
Now, Todd, it's a serious question. Do you think Javon Hargrave could be on the move? I know I saw something about him not being happy. I don't know. I don't know about that. I recently saw something. I feel like at least the role that he's going to play could be a little bit different. You talk about the veteran presence of Fletcher Cox, but also the mindset like, hey, as a veteran, you have Jordan Davis that can give you some extra reps on the side as you catch your breath. We can do a little interchangeable pieces, but like overall, I think they're going to help each other in full, be healthy and be consistent all the way to the fourth quarter. I mean, imagine going against Fletcher Cox and then Hargraves. And then you got to deal with, Davis's fucking like big bird ass. Williams,
you got come milk. On. Yeah. That rotation, I'm telling you, that's bodies, the man. Excitement that I have. I would say now, actually, it's between the wide receiver, defensive back group and training camp, and then offensive, defensive line and training camp. Mm-hmm. Because now we got – so now you got A.J. Brown versus Slay, and then you have
– Devontae versus Bradberry.
Man, right? And then you look at the interior offensive line. So you're going to have Lane Dickerson squaring off against Jordan Davis, against Hargrave, against – Fletch, right? Like you, it's some dogs. You got Mailata going against Sweat. You know, like this is still sharpening steel, man. So in this situation, it's like, you know, I think that we have a team that will get busy. And I'm excited, man. Like for me, football is still about defense. Yeah, it's a passing league and, you know, passing puts butts in the seats. But defense wins championships.
Yep.
Show me a team that couldn't play no defense that won a championship. When you're talking about the Rams last year, it was their ability to get plays when they needed it. Like, yeah, Cooper Kupp and Stafford, that shit looked sexy. But, like, when it came down to it, you know, it was that defensive line that won that football game. Same with us in the Super Bowl. And so I love the defense. I can't wait to see what Jalen Hurts does this year. There's no excuses for anybody, in my opinion, at this point. Coaching staff, players, right? Like, this is your chance to show it, man. And I can't wait to kick the Cowboys' ass between their ears twice to go 17-0, go win a Super Bowl. First time a team went undefeated since the 72 Dolphins. You heard? Like, I'm ready.
Yeah, we're going to whoop that ass. I think Cowboys are going to be asking for their bike back. And Jordan Davis is like, what bike?
It's my bike, punk.
Bike. Punk.
They've been feeling real high about sweeping us last year, man. They need to get checked.
They was talking crazy on the timeline. I was arguing. I don't even argue with Cowboy fans because they don't even talk in reality. But I was arguing with a couple, and they were like, it's always about Jalen Hurts. And I'm like, y'all don't seem to remember Dak Prescott's trajectory, right? Yeah. Like, this wasn't a dude that was guaranteed. Like, he had the grind for it. His first 2-3 seasons wasn't beautiful, right? Like, he had the grind for it. And so why are you mad at us being optimistic about our young boy that
they're
could
scared,
do the
dual thing? They're scared of his success.
They know.
Pooga's out here. Pooga's out here being a hater. Says, don't you guys work?
Hey, I'm not on the clock yet, pal.
Hey, pal. We multitask around here.
This is lunch right now.
And this is a lifestyle right here. This is not anything. This is a lifestyle we live. Because these are conversations you're having with your family. Speaking of family, I have to attend to some family matters. I totally forgot. My pop's got to eat. I told him I'd get his tuna. But yeah, man.
That was 40 minutes ago on your way to the pantry.
Get that man tuna, bro. Stop playing, bro. Stop doing that to your pops, man. That's wrong, bro.
Then he's going to be
Jay
good.
Jay Cross know the deal. Teleworking, bro. That's kid, right, it's scary hours, spooky season. It's undefeated football talk. You heard? Let's go. I'm ready.
Shout out to all you people out here teleworking and working and loving your birds in this off season. Hat tip to Howie. Any last words before we get out of here, Mal?
Hey man, fly Eagles, fly! I love y'all boys. Always excited to get a chance to talk birds with y'all. Hearn, we missed you yesterday. I heard you were snitching on Uber drivers. You got to chill on that. They got a double park outside your crib. That's how they make their money. But now, all jokes aside, man. Shouts to the timeline. Shouts to the people always tuning in. All the love. Shouts out to Wichita State, Baptist, all that good stuff, man. And I'm excited, bro. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Yes, Let me just say that I was never snitching on Uber drivers. I'm not a snitcher. One thing is true. If there's Officer Givens from the PPA works hard, but I work harder. I woke up earlier than her today because I'm not getting ticketed 3 days in a row. I handle my business.
The fact you know her name, know that you, I know you snitching.
She's,
now for
she
real
gave
though.
Me. She gave me the same. She's the same person that gave me the ticket. I'm heated.
Hey, yo,
heated. Expired inspection.
Yeah, she was on you. I got to run though. Cause I gotta make a meeting real quick. Love y'all boys. Love the timeline.
Love
you,
bro. Love, bro. Take it easy, bro.
And then there was two.
And your dad's still out there starving for his tuna.
Tuna less. I'll close it out. Yeah, I mean today's a great day to be an Eagles fan. Today is a great day to be a fan of roster building. Today is a great day to call your Eagles. Your friends that are Giants fans and just mention it to them. See what their face looks like. Or Cowboys fans, just mention, because everybody's feeling a certain way about the Eagles. Obviously, it all has to come together. I tweeted out earlier, it's all about setting this team up for success and how they utilize these pieces. But I feel like Gannon has got pieces to make this defense work. And we're just... Right now, we're just all living in the moment. we're all living in the moment. But we'll see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.